can deal. It's so unfair and it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Oh. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome to Wicked Paranormal Radio. Hold on, I gotta yell at Samuel for just a minute. You know how I do.
Yep. Oh, like completely yell at Samuel.
Because I couldn't get Samuel to stop. He just kept going and beeping, and so yeah.
Yep.
I took my rice off.
So. Okay. So. It has been a minute since we have been on the air.
Yeah, it almost feels like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, I want to start off with, did you get any pork trout this week?
Yes. Well, pork salmon.
Pork salmon? Okay. We're good then.
Yeah. And some cauliflower bowl. I forgot because I've been like kind of not doing it for a while. And I didn't realize how far out I had skipped the weeks. And all of a sudden it was like, your meal has shipped.
Oh, crap.
Well, whatever did I pick? Yeah. And one's like a cauliflower bowl. A chicken cauliflower bowl. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You sound like it.
Yeah, I'm sure to be. Everything that I was kind of like on the fence with that, you know, they picked for me on those times where I was irresponsible and didn't pick my own meals. Cause I mean, they have like 30 and all of them look great. But there are some that I just would not pick, like a cauliflower. But when they've sent them, and even though it was something I wouldn't pick, I've been like, oh shit, this is good. So hopefully the cauliflower bowl will be like that. But I mean, I enjoy cauliflower. But sometimes you get like the, have you had the mashed potatoes that aren't potatoes? They're like cauliflower.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like really good. And sometimes it's like, if you take one more bite, then it goes from really good to, okay, I've had enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And so I'm hoping that this will be like cauliflower, because I like cauliflower. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll feed you next week.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know, is it like rice?
Yeah, if it's cauliflower rice, I can see it going either way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've got this the sneaking suspicion that it's probably going to be a cauliflower rice bowl, like a burrito bowl made out of cauliflower.
Yeah.
So. And there's something in there with like a tortilla. And so I'm like really, I don't know, I've got to really look at what I got. Wait,
the tortilla goes with the cauliflower bowl or something different?
Well, I mean, but the other salmon, it's like Chesapeake roasted salmon.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see a tortilla being with that.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah. So I didn't research it out. I opened the refrigerator and went, oh, holy crap, Tabala's already here. And because they had been delivering really late, so I just thought it hadn't gotten here yet. And so I was going to research it once it got here. Yeah, it was already refrigerator. And that's just a minute ago when I went there to open the refrigerator. I was like, I had already ordered dinner and everything.
Oh.
Like, shit, I didn't have to order dinner.
You had to.
The Pizza Hut melts are really good. If you haven't tried one, you got to try them. They're good.
I was wondering.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. I've seen a commercial.
Yeah, they're really good. The first one I got was like, holy crap, this, they put like way too much meat in this thing. And because they have like a meat lovers, a pepperoni lovers, and like some sort of chicken parmesan, and then a buffalo chicken. Mm-hmm. And the meat lovers was like overflow. It was like an inch and a half thick of meat folded over.
I'm going to have to try that. Now,
yeah, it was really good. The pepperoni, although you don't have all that, I don't know, various meats, it's a lot thinner, but it's still a lot of pepperoni, and it's a, I don't know, even though there's less meat, I guess per se, the flavor is really cool in it too. So I haven't had a bad one yet. So, and they're like $6. Like, I guess, what, $6.90 something? So $7. I mean, that's less than like a Big Mac meal.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, try it. Let me know.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, call me up.
Tried, and I was super disappointed. We ordered pizza the other night from Papa John's, and I'm not typically a Papa John's pizza person. But I did it, you know, for the sake of the children. I ordered it because there was a request for a stuffed crust. So, yeah. So the pizza was okay, but I ordered like what they said was, I believe they said cheese sticks.
Cheese what?
Sticks with the S.
Okay, yeah. I actually leaned into my computer on that one. I was like, huh?
Yes, it's just please some cheese sticks. Cheese sticks.
Okay. Wow, Papa John's are making cheese sticks now.
It's the adult after party hours, you know.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's what.
But if it's too hot, it doesn't stay up. Just saying.
Correct. But what it was, what it ended up being, was not a stick at all. It was like a cheese pizza with no sauce.
Yes. I've had, maybe it was Papa John's where I was like, okay, yeah, don't pull this off on me.
Never order that again. Yeah, I will never.
No, because like, some of the cheese bread sticks that you get at other places are like, holy crap, this is really good. Because it's kind of like, the way they toast it, it kind of like becomes part of the top of the bread, almost-ish.
Yeah.
But it's not like cheese pizza with no sauce. That's, yeah, fuck that. Hey, I got the F word first today.
Yay! You win the prize. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Because usually it's me. Because I may or may not have said something. Well, I've done a couple of things today. I don't know what's going on, but the first thing was
something you were leading to with the insurance company. What was that?
Well, okay, so I have like roadside assistance that I pay for on my insurance, mm-hmm. State Farm. So, and I needed to get Zach's truck towed from here, and it's literally like 2 blocks down the street. It's like 0.02 miles or something ridiculous like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You could have looked quicker.
I could have. And at this point I should have, because anyways, they're like, no, we don't see it. So I ended up having to like call the insurance company, and thank you, dear Lord, baby Jesus, that it was, my girl that I really liked, Tamara, shout out. If you're listening, I love you. And I am so glad that it was you that answered the phone when I called, because you're really the only person that I like there. So anyway, she helped me. And so I texted her. She texted me. She's like, hey, I'm on the phone with them right now. I'm trying to get your tow set up, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, thank you, appreciate you. And then. Okay, so then she's like, I got it all set up. They're going to text you. And I was like, thank you so much. I'm like, you're the best. And she was like, something about, no, she's like, I always got you. And I said, appreciate you. And then I sent the kissy face. Yep, that's what I did. Yep.
It could be worse. You didn't send like the eggplant.
That's true. Or it could have been like the tongue or something, you know. Equally. Yeah. And it would have been like, ah, oh, shit. No, it was still the kissy face. And I was like, oh, damn. I was like, I'm going to show myself out now. I'm like, I'm just going to not. Yep, kissy face. Mm-hmm. That's what I
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. It's real cool.
So yeah. Just to make you feel better, I will do that with the owner of my company tomorrow, just to reel it all back in for you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, because it was a little bit. I got you back. Well, this is embarrassing.
That is hilarious, though.
Yeah. And then I didn't know what to do. Like, do I backpedal? Do I go?
No, fuck, just
leave sorry. It. I'm so sorry. I didn't need to. So I just left it with the kissy face. Like, yeah, that's where we're at right now, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should follow up with call me anytime.
You got my number.
You got my number. And
send the winky face. No, so there was that. And then apparently
the little emoji where he's looking at his watch. Yes, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that. Anyway, so also I was in Publix this afternoon before the show. And sometimes I get a little frustrated behind people that are like ridiculously slow or taking up the whole aisle with their bullshit. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. And so sometimes I forget that I am in public. Mm-hmm. And I say things.
Oh, mm-hmm. You said something?
Yeah. Out loud. Not real loud, but just kind of like something I would say
for them to hear you.
While driving. Something I would say while driving. Like, yeah, and apparently that's probably frowned upon because I did get a very nasty look from that, but I didn't get like, come at me, bro, or anything like that. So I didn't have to like throw down in Publix today. It was just a little bit of my mouth vomited words.
Really?
It vomited words. Yeah. Not loudly, you know, and there were no children around. It was just like, you know, I kind of wanted them to just move, like make up your fucking mind and move. So here we go. I'm glad you started off the F word because I'm going to finish it with all my F bombs. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I knew there was plenty more. So I just figured we might as well get that out of the way. We can be ourselves now.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Drop the F bomb.
And so, I'm eating my freshly delivered Pizza Hut milk. So, yep.
Well, I may or may not have been shoveling a taco in while at the beginning of the show while you were talking. So, you know, same thing.
Oh, the team comes around. We get each other's back. That's cool.
Yeah. So, let's see. Have we caught any ghosts at your house lately?
We have not caught one per se. God, I've said that word twice now on the show.
Per se.
Good night, everybody.
Is that your word of the day? Yeah, the word of the day. Y'all, this is the word of the day for the show.
I've been in several different situations at work where I've been kind of in that mindset of, I don't know, with meetings and all that crap. So maybe that's just carrying over.
Perhaps.
Yes, I apologize.
No, no worries.
But so I have not captured one. Can you let her out for me? She's not going to be quiet until we. Sorry, I've got a puppy behind me going crazy because Chandler's here.
Oh.
But Chandler and I were sitting here the other night. No, leave it. Go lay down. Good girl. We were sitting here watching TV. And, sorry. And all of a sudden we heard a noise from the kitchen. And he was like, you know, that sounded like the drawer opening up. And I was like, it did sound like a drawer opening up. Go into the kitchen. Guess what? There's a drawer open in my kitchen. And I'm like, holy crap. So I shut the drawer and opened it up. And it went the same clunk clunk. You know, I have that old antique I don't know, it's kind of like two drawers and then a cabinet there off from what was here when I bought it. You know, that piece that I have, the antique piece. It was that. It's not quiet because it's kind of made of metal.
Yeah.
And it clunk, same exact noise that we heard. I was like, holy crap. All right, cool. So, and then the other day, and this happened at work. I was walking from the tech floor to my desk, and in my ear, a female voice said, Kevin. Enough that I turned around and said, yeah, what? And there was nobody there.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was like investigation worthy of, you know, how when you hear shit on an investigation. Yeah, it was definitely a voice. And said my name enough that I answered it. And of course, nobody was there. Nobody was anywhere in the area. I was like, holy crap. So you're here now, too.
Is it a voice that you've heard before?
Because it was kind of like a loud whisper. You know how kind of a whispered voice takes out what would be something that you're familiar with? In other words, whispers sound similar no matter who's whispering.
Right.
But I could still tell that it was female. It didn't sound old. It sounded somewhat youthful.
I'm sorry. I was trying to mute really fast. So I had to sneeze.
You all right?
Sorry.
That's all right. I had just taken a bite of my milk when you asked me a question.
Oh.
So I'm trying to talk with like a big bite of pepperoni lover's milk. But yeah, it wasn't a voice that I recognized, but I could tell that it wasn't like, you know, someone that was older, meaning like old.
What?
Meaning older, you know, like old.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that clears everything up.
All right, shut up. What I mean, you know how like an old people, like a grandmother or something like that, or like my mom, you know, she was in her late 70s when she passed. If she whispered, it would have kind of like that age quality. Okay. But if you think about it, like, I don't know, probably anywhere from like 10 to 30 or 40, if they whisper, how it could be, you couldn't tell age. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's just, Kevin. You know, you can't hear it, age in that. But right. You know, if it's real old, it's like, Kevin. You know? So if my mom, because her voice was kind of, you know, she didn't have the strength. If she whispered, that would have been, you know, that would have been noticeable. But it was a strong whisper. Enough that I thought it could have come from the cubicles that were kind of like over from the hallway I was in. But then I came back around and there was nobody in that part of the CSR. And so, yeah, it was definitely there. It was, who knows, somewhere in between, you know, teens to 30s. Sounded. Okay. So I don't know how to describe it. It was a definite, you know, without that aged or that aged quality to a voice. There wasn't any of that. So who knows? But I definitely knew who I was.
Yeah.
So what about out there? Anything going on?
Not
not that I can really like put my finger on. There's been some like odd like things that have happened, things that have disappeared.
Really? That happened with cheese. Did I talk about that last time we did a show?
Did you say cheese?
Keys.
Keys. Yeah, this was keys. One was keys, one was a phone.
Huh.
And just like weird things. And I don't know. Like, and I was in a panic today. The phone thing happened Saturday. The key thing happened today, and I was in a panic. Zach's driving my car right now, but I couldn't find my keys. And I can't get, there's a key on my safe that I needed to have. I mean, you know, that's on my keychain. And I needed that. And I couldn't find it anywhere. So I'm in a panic now. Plus, it's the freaking clickers on there from my car. And you know that shit ain't cheap.
Right.
You gotta replace the stupid clicker. And I'm way too, like, I need a clicker. You know, I'm bougie like that.
You need a clicker.
I need one. I'm bougie like that. And so, I was in a panic. I looked everywhere. And I'm like looking in drawers in the kitchen. And I'm not one to lose my keys. That's not a me thing. I don't lose my keys. I'll lose my phone. Yes. I will lose my cup. Yes. I'll lose my vape. Yes. But my keys are not something that I screw around with. I don't fuck around and find out with my keys.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure I put them in the same place every time. So that was a little bit. So I ended up like crawling around on the floor looking. I mean, I was panicked. I was sweating. And I was like, oh my God. And then I found them.
Were they where you had looked before?
Kind of, but not really. Like I hadn't done it, but they were oddly in under the bed. And I don't mean like on the edge of under the bed. I mean like not a place where they would have fallen off the bed and accidentally, I don't know, got kicked under. I mean, you would have to kick pretty hard to get it. It was very weird. It was very weird. But I did find them. And so that was a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a weird place. It was a weird place.
Yeah, and last week when that happened to me, well, not last week, but I think on the last show I talked about it, they were right in the middle of the spot where it would be impossible for me to pass more than once. And I passed that area like four times. So, but yeah, in the middle of your, under your bed, that's like,
yeah, like it's not a place that, I mean, I looked along the edge of the bed, like I stuck my hand under there and felt, you know, arm length-ish, you know, like forearm, feeling around like maybe I dropped them, like maybe, but yeah, it was weird. Like I looked behind the dresser, which here's a fun story about cats, because we haven't talked about cats in a minute.
We have not.
Someone decided that it would be a really fun thing to get up on my dresser and throw up behind the dresser, kind of ish. There's like a mirror there. So the mirror caught a lot of it. So there's like threw up on the mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because wow. Cats are, at least I didn't step in it. I got to give props for that. I did not step in said vomit. But yeah, that's a fun fact. So yeah, that's what we're doing. But yeah, other than that, I can't think of nothing that's really stood out. You know, I mean, the cabinet has opened once or twice. It actually, and Devin is going to join us in a little bit, but is doing a team building exercise. So for Starbucks, which is kind of cool. So
it's weird because it happens a lot when Devin is here.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. But I've noticed that, like, I've been trying to, like, pick up on any kind of, like, pattern of it, and, like, what's happening, like, with me, or, you know, in the house at the time, or, you know, whatever, or, like, whose energy is in here, you know what I mean? Like, just trying to figure out it, and, yeah, it does happen.
Yeah.
With stuff. So, I don't know. Other than that, no, there's nothing I can really say, you know, that's paranormal. Because, you know, it's been windy lately and rains and the weather's crap and I have cats. So,
yeah,
but nothing. Yeah. Besides the key thing, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like begging. I was like, listen, spirits, please.
Give me back my keys.
If you are listening to me right now, I really could use your help. Like, where are my keys? So I decided for the last time, after I was ready to just, you know, pack it up, like, yep, they're gone. I decided to turn the flashlight on my phone and look under the bed one more time.
And there they were.
And there they were. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. So I don't know, because, you know, that's something you would have heard. My keys aren't quiet.
Right.
You know, I crap on my keychain. So they're not quiet. It's something you would have heard. You know, like if you accidentally kicked them, or you'd be like, oh, damn, I just kicked something that was.
Or even if a cat picked them up and drug them under there, there's enough shit on your keychain that you would have heard it being drug under there.
Right. I got stuff on there. It's jingly. So it was weird. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't necessarily say that I could chalk it up to paranormal, but I couldn't necessarily say that it was something that was just like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly how I felt about the keys in the middle of the, you know, I have the entertainment center and then the TV sits on top of the entertainment center and there's nothing in front of the TV except for that little center channel speaker crap. And so there, I can say that there's no way I could walk past it six times or whatever and not see the keys.
Right.
But yes, there is the possibility that I walked by it six times and didn't see them. But to me, that's like such a far stretch, because as soon as I started down the hall, coming back to the family room, I could see them sitting there. So to say that I walked down that hall coming back into the family room while I'm frantically going through my house four or five times before that and didn't see them is kind of a stretch, but I can't say it's paranormal, but I sure as hell can't say it's not. So same thing with what's going on under your bed.
Right.
With the keys.
Right. Like, I don't know. It was weird. It was very weird. But I am grateful. Thank you, spirits, for letting me find them, because that would have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that.
Yeah, but I thought that was going to happen to me this morning, but then, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, where are my fucking keys? And then I was like, oh, they're right here. So,
I mean, is that a place you would have put them?
What's that? In front of my TV?
Yeah.
No, God, no. No, they usually end up either, like, I mean, right as you come through my door, I have like a mail sorter that's hanging above where all the light switches are. There's like three or four light switches there. And I have a three-tier mail sorter that is there. And there's like five little hooks for car keys. So they're either going to be there in the kitchen, because if my hands are full, usually it's with stuff that goes in the kitchen. And so I go into the kitchen, set it on the stove. My keys will be like on the microwave or right in front of the microwave because I'm unloading all the crap from, you know, what are in my hands. Or they'll be on my desk. But never would I walk over to the TV and set them down in the middle of the entertainment center in front of the TV. Never, ever, ever. So, yeah, it was like the most unlikely place for them. I mean, that's kind of like finding them hanging on your mantle where you would like put a like a stocking at Christmas. Why the fuck would you hang them there?
Right.
Which is the same thing with why would they be over there on the entertainment center in front of the TV? And it's perfectly in line with my hallway where every time I'd walk down the hall, I would see them there because it's like right where you're looking when you're walking down the hall. So yeah, it was just weird. It was, I can't say that they weren't there the whole damn time, but how would I miss them every time I walk down through there?
Yeah. So, weird.
Yeah. But so I get it. So what else is going on?
A whole lot. You know, some things, this and that, but you know.
Other than you flirting with your insurance agent.
That was so unintentional. Like, all right, hold on. I'm like getting a text from Devin.
Is it from our guest?
It's from our guest, yes. Okay. All right, so they may not be here till, I don't know. They just got done. So we'll see. But anyway, what, I'm sorry, I have cats fighting in the background. You know, the struggle of my life. We have to fight over who can be on top of the scratcher. And the cardboard.
I'm glad you finished that sentence.
That's held up by cardboard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the two largest cats are the ones that fight over it.
Yeah.
So and they both get on at the same time, and I'm like, okay, this is where it's gonna, this is it, folks. It's going down now, right now.
Yeah.
Here it is. But so far so good. You know, there's a lot of tape on it at this point because it's hanging together by thread at this point, like.
And this is the newest edition.
Yes. And this happened before with the clock tower. Remember, we had the haunted clock tower for a minute. Mm-hmm. Yep. Fuzzy. He did that. He broke the clock tower twice. We had two because we had to get another one because that was Mitten's birthday present. And it was, yeah, but no. So we'll see. I'll keep everyone posted on that. I'll take before and after pictures.
Yeah, really. And as you're talking, I'm practicing hand signals with my dog. So she got up and was heading across the floor, and I like snapped my fingers and pointed at her bed. So, and she's like, oh, really? Huh?
That's a parent move.
Yeah. Like,
nope.
And then she got on the bed, and I'm like, lowering my hand. She's like, really? And she lays down. So if you hear chewing, she's got a bone over there and she can like chew on that really loud. So that's what's going on. So, but yeah, I couldn't ask for a bear dog. I just love this one. So, but she chews loud bones. So,
chews loud bones. Well, yeah.
Yeah, or she chews bones loudly. I guess that's better.
Okay. Instead of quiet bones, loud bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess you can buy quiet bones, but yeah.
Yes.
I kind of want, Stan, if you're listening, I want you to kind of step in for just a second. I just wanted to like mention the Paracon just so we can go ahead and like get that out there. And I want to start talking that up. So Stan, if you're listening, I know you kind of don't always listen, but if you happen to be listening, I would love if you would talk about it, because I do believe that is coming up in August. Am I correct on that?
It's either August or September, but I think you're right with August.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm going to have to look. It's, so Stan, if you're listening, please step in, you or Teresa, and give us a little rundown. Hang on, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to go back in my messages and things to see if I can find a, because I'm sure it's somewhere in my life.
In your life.
I don't have good organizational skills.
Really?
Write it on my calendar.
You've got like incredible organizational skills.
But
that being said, if we'll get the times and the dates and all that for you, but it's a do not miss Paracon. The last one was unbelievable fun. And you know, of course, we'll be there, so come hang out with us. And we'll have Heather and Jeff from Old South Pittsburgh said they'd be there.
I don't know that they can.
Oh, wait. Yeah, because of the conflict in schedules.
Yes. So I'm not sure that they can. But Ronnie D should be there. So, I don't know. I'm still looking and but lost. You know, I'm looking and lost. That's my life. Okay, so dates. So Stan, again, if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? It's not looking
good.
How about now? It's not looking good, is it? Okay. All right. Well, I'll figure it out. But and Stan can help us. I'm almost 100% sure it's August. I just am not exactly sure of the actual day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I don't know.
Yeah, as cool as last year was, this year is going to be, I mean, the leaps and bounds that they're taking with the Paracon this year. I mean, it's every time he talks to us about their ideas, it's like, oh my God, this is going to be really cool. So yeah, it should be just unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yay! Yeah. Okay.
Hey, me and Teresa's here, so
okay, cool.
We've got a lot planned for the con. It's actually August 19th and 20th, and it's going to be at the Ozark Civic Center in Ozark, Alabama. Well, you guys were there last year, so you've seen how big the con was, relatively small. Well, the new venue is going to open it up probably 7, 8, 10 times bigger than what we had. So,
wow.
We're going to have to, we're working really hard, aren't we, Teresa?
Yeah.
On filling up that arena area. We're going to have cars, outside cars, inside. We're going to have, what's Hunter's car's name?
I don't remember. Oh my goodness. It's a road warrior car.
Yeah. It's like a road warrior type car.
Oh, hell yeah.
I forgot what he calls it.
It's actually a BMW, though. I know the original Road Warrior was like a Dodge Charger or something of that nature, but his vehicle's a BMW, and it's decked out, and he's going to be in cosplay, the owner of that. And so we have a whole bunch that we've got lined up and planned. We're finally starting to get everything put together. We actually have two cons that's going to be going in our area, and we're kind of trying to sync things around that. So
they are both gaming.
Yeah, they're gaming cons. And, you know, we're not trying to interfere with their stuff either and that type of thing.
We will have some gaming stuff at our con. I'm still coordinating with the lady that's going to help me with that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some really cool ideas, but we don't want to let them out just yet. But there will be some tournaments going on.
Right.
We have another lady that is going to be helping us do some cosplay stuff. And she's also one helping us with the cosplay speed dating game. I am tongue-tied tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy. I'm glad I'm just security at that. Because
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
That's going to be crazy. I mean, Predator trying to date Snow White.
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, that little tick 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 thing he does, you know, you never know.
Right. I can see Predator now. So how many apples do you have? And
yeah. He can be there before you know it too, because he's kind of invisible.
Yeah.
Ask what's our heat temperature?
Oh,
is she hot or cold, you know?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Because he's got the heat sensor thing on, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, then we come in heat. Oh, never mind. No, I'm shut.
Never mind. Don't go there, Kevin.
Okay. Wow. But anyway, you just give me a whole new use for my ghost hunting equipment. Thanks. I like this.
We
show up on a date with my like thermal.
That's right. Yeah, show up with your thermal camera.
Yeah.
And,
that's not weird.
No, never.
Yeah, show up with the SLS. The everything in 3D rendering and do the XLS and so.
Yeah.
Let's do some LiDAR, baby.
LiDAR.
Wow, y'all.
I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
We are also putting together a paranormal experience with a VR.
With the VR?
A VR, virtual reality paranormal experience.
Yep.
So people will be able to go into a room and don a VR, an Oculus, and have a paranormal experience in a real haunted house and get to use all the gadgets and stuff like that as well.
Really? Is that like a jump out and scary thing? Or is it more of a real experience?
It's more of a realistic type thing. Have you ever used the Oculus?
Yes, I have. And if you do like a zombie game, and they're like, you can hear them above you, and you look up, and there's one right above you. It's the scariest thing ever, which is why I asked that question. Well, because I'm a seasoned ghost hunter, and that would scare the shit out of me. I'm just saying.
This is actually going to be a haunted house that you get to go in and find the ghost, use the K2, use all the little tricks and trades of the business, and we're going to use it kind of like
training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's because a good idea, actually.
A select few that actually goes through that and accomplishes what we've set up, they're going to get to go on the real paranormal investigation that evening. So, and it unfortunately, it's not going to be the library. They actually closed that down. But we have a couple of places that we're working with, and we'll release that a little bit later on the actual location of the investigation. But we're going to be selling tickets for that. It's not going to be a dinner, just the investigation. We want everybody to eat at the con.
Yeah, makes sense.
And
we're
so,
going to have more than one food truck this year too.
Yeah.
We're going to have several different ones. You're going to have all kinds of food. All kinds.
Is there going to be coffee again?
Yes. Mural City.
Yes, please.
Be our coffee supplier this year again.
Is that tea? The teas.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, did y'all enjoy the coffee?
Yes, very much. That was my favorite place to go.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Great.
There's going to be some things that's going to be the same, but we got a lot of different stuff brewing, and
no puns intended.
And we got some Walking Dead people again.
We got Sonya Thompson, Sherry Sheldon, and I'm hoping I'm saying this right. It is Santiago. What is his name? How you say his last name?
Thurilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you said.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I have it. So, yeah.
He's going to be also talking to us about some mental health issues.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
the high end nation. That's what he. So, I like that.
Absolutely. We may actually have one more Walking Dead person. I'm not going to say their name as of yet. It's probably going to be a surprise.
Ooh.
A little bit higher end type person. And so, I mean, with that said, we're that's just something extra we're working on. Also, some voiceover actors.
Yeah, my phone is going off.
That's one of the things that's kind of hard to get a hold of these people. But you know, we're corresponding with a couple. I think everybody will be surprised and want to come meet these people. And so,
I'm looking forward to seeing the kind of the evolution of where you're working now as to where we end up. Because last year, you know, some of what you were saying, and then as it evolved and ended up, I mean, even bigger and better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the work that y'all do on this, especially being, you know, y'all two are at the spear tip of it, and, I don't know, just applaud you on what y'all are able to do with this. I'm looking forward to it, because what you're talking about now, we're talking about what, 6 months or so, 8 months down the road?
Yeah.
Not long.
And so if you're talking about that now and it's, you know, that far out, holy crap, who knows where this will end up?
Do you like robots?
I do like robots.
We got a treat for you.
Cool.
Robotics guy is expanding, and he is part of the STEM program here in Alabama. He also teaches a lot of homeschool classes, the church homeschool classes as well, on robotics.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have some of his kids come out and demonstrate their robots.
We're going to have a robot battle.
We're going to have a battle.
Oh, cool. BattleBots.
Yes.
But we're not supposed to call it BattleBots.
Oh, I'm sorry. Battle Tots.
Rattle Robots or something.
Rattle Robots. Yeah.
He's got his own name.
Battling Robots. Yeah.
And
Robots.
Yeah.
Our very own JC Titan, my tech guy. he actually has his own robot.
He does. I didn't know that.
He actually has his own robot, and he's going to bring it, and he's going to get into the competition. And you know, this is for the kids. We want the kids to come out, have a good time, show off their trade, show everybody what they can do, and you know, hopefully the public will see that these guys need support, and you know, they should come out. They would come out and support them. We have made everything really, really cheap,
right?
So people can afford to come out and have a good time. You can get a day's a Saturday ticket, a Sunday ticket, or both.
We're going to have some workshops.
Yes.
We're going to have some speakers, and they're going to be in their own rooms. They're not going to be like out, just throwed out. We can't hear anything for everyone else going on. You'll be able to actually hear the speakers.
And you know something that I'm really, really super proud of? That I'm going to have Wicked Paranormal there.
What?
Wow.
Who?
Wicked Paranormal.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, absolutely. Yeah, the name alone intrigues me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
I'm excited about that. And, but, you know, this is kind of a dream of ours. Well, mine to start with. And then I just kind of added Teresa in, and she says, hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't count, y'all. No. I just don't count.
No. She counts. She's the one that counts. Because without her, I couldn't do it. But
I hear you there.
But no, it was a dream of mine to just see if we could put this together and make it a success. And then when we started putting all this together, and then I was like, okay, so why don't we just do this as a charity event?
Mm-hmm.
And because that helps kids and helps, you know, the community and things like that. So it's not a money making thing. It's a charity thing.
Right.
And so I'm really, really proud of that. The fact that we're able to help people, especially Children's Hospital or Ronald McDonald's House here in Alabama, local Boys and Girls Club, as we did last year. This year is going to be in Ozark. Now, y'all, this venue is
huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's halls and upper decks, and
there is elevators.
Wow.
So take the stairs.
Wow. So
we're also going to be doing a little bit of a benefit donations for the local animal shelter there, so you get to see lots of kitties and dogs and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know, telemarketer calls me. But I don't know what all they're going to bring. Now, Stan was talking about getting the snake people to come out.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get the reptile people to come out.
I'll be entering from the back.
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, that's cool. And then, okay, I have to ask, the guy with the scary doll, is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Blue wire. Yeah, he's going to be a vendor.
Okay. Good.
Do you want him away from you?
No, he was
funny, and he was fun, like, because he, you know, he was trying to scare me with the doll, and so I appreciate that type of humor, even though I don't like dolls. I do appreciate that humor. So no, please, if he right next to us again, and Sonia, I can.
Sonia Thompson was just showing on Facebook that she's making zombie dolls. I told her to make sure you bring them.
Yeah.
Zombie dog.
Nothing beats a good zombie dog.
Nothing.
Damn.
Except for maybe a really creepy doll behind you.
that keeps moving. Yeah. Sometimes it's in a high chair. Sometimes it's in bed. Sometimes it's looking at you. Sometimes
it's in your bed. That's some
creepy ass shit, okay?
We're bringing the clown.
Ugh. Of course you are. Of course you are.
I may bring a few others also.
I don't want to be next to the clowns. Can I just say that? Can I just please say I don't? Nope. Give me the creepy doll guy over the clowns, okay?
Okay, the guy wasn't creepy. So he wasn't a creepy doll guy. He was a creepy
doll guy. That came out wrong. He was the guy that had a creepy doll.
Yeah. Because he was cool. I enjoyed him thoroughly.
No, I did too. Like I said, I appreciate his humor. Because even though I hate dolls, but I appreciate that. So because I too like to screw with people like that. So because I know that Stan doesn't really like dolls, but when I see creepy dolls, I make sure to send him a pic.
And yes, you do.
Hunter answered me. His car is called the War Pig.
The War Pig.
Huh.
War Pig.
Yeah.
Hey, is Jeff and Heather coming with you guys?
I don't think so, but I'm going to have to double check. But I think they have a commitment that they need to be at, but I'm going to double check.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I just, I'll message Jeff. I just need to get his address. I've got to mail him a couple of, VIP badges.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Remember we ran short and, we kind of had some made that was makeshift. So, but I got to mail him the original. So.
And those badges, that's something that I think that's the greatest idea.
Mm-hmm.
That they're like really, I mean, collectible.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
They're really nice quality. Like, I mean, I save them when I go to Paracons, I save them. And those were like really, mine is actually hanging on my mirror in my bedroom. So.
And you found all the symbols, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I think he's going to do something kind of like that again this year.
A little bit more mystery. I've got some brain cells burning out, so we're gonna put it all together, and we're probably going to end up having a type of scavenger type hunt.
Yes.
At the con. And
door prizes.
We finally have the room that we can put together our dowsing rod game and things like that. So there'll be prizes for that. So we have a whole bunch of stuff up our sleeves, and we're going to have some demonstrations of paranormal equipment. Our very own JC Titan is going to do a workshop of some of that stuff. And,
You're going to figure out how this paranormal equipment works.
You know, not everybody's seasoned paranormal investigators. So, sometimes like when we do a meet and greet, they'll ask us, so what does this device do? And the next thing out of their mouth is, well, Zach uses it. Oh, hell. So everything's out the door then, but anyway.
I hear you.
That's the type of stuff that we've gotten to so far. And we're adding stuff every day. People are collaborating and it's just so far is, and we really haven't advertised it yet. And the reason being is because this week we should be able to start getting it out there, because our website will be up and fully running and people can purchase tickets and vendor spots and memorabilia, t-shirts, hats, cups, whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of been the drawback a little bit, but Teresa and her company has got things up and going and putting the finish touch on things. And so I'm excited, and it's already been a tiresome thing.
And 8 more months to go, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And it's just going to get more intense.
I'm excited. I'm super excited.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Definitely. Definitely.
And on top of everything, we're shorthanded at work again. So here comes the 50, 60 hours a week again on top of all this. And yay. So.
I get it. Yeah. Yep.
But it'll be okay.
Yeah. We'll get there. And if you need my help, I can't speak for Amy, but I'm sure she feels the same way that, you know, if you need our help, let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Kevin, I have your email.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have Amy's email. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be putting together that homework I was telling you guys about.
Oh, yeah. And, well, if you need my help, let me know, except for homework. Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
Uh-huh.
And we're definitely going to have a job for you guys.
Oh.
As Teresa laughs in the background, she's like,
wow, like, they offered to help. They're going to regret
that's encouraging. That's encouraging.
So, but it's going to be fun. And I just can't wait for you guys to see this venue. And I mean, of course, you guys live up near Atlanta. You've seen some huge places. So Mercedes-Benz Stadium and all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and the World Congress Center where you can't see from one side of the room to the other.
That's right. See, one day maybe we'll have the con there.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, put that out in the universe.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, we'll make it happen.
That'd be a hell of a con. So
yeah, it would. Nothing stopping us but our, I don't know, willing to make it happen, I guess.
That's right. What else, Therese? What else you got?
I think that's pretty much it for right now.
Cool.
I'm excited. And you did mention that there was going to be extra snacks there this year. And, you know, I like snacks.
Yeah. Is that barbecue truck going to be back? Because they did have good barbecue.
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Woodrow's is going to be back.
Cool. We're going to have a concessions inside. And then we're going to have some food trucks outside.
Oh, my gosh. Snacks everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, and if I'm understanding correctly, Sanji is coming with her strawberries and cake pops and all kind of goodies like that.
Oh, those were amazing.
Yeah, the cake pops. Yeah. Then Heather got us cake pops. They were delicious. I'm cake pops. Again, more snacks, you know? As long as there's snacks, I'm like, okay, I got tea and snacks. Yeah. So. I'm a happy camper.
We're going to have photo booths this year so people can take memorabilia home, you know, go and get their little cookie picture made with deep
fat hair on the con.
And there's going to be some other devices that people can interact with. Our hands-on paranormal interactive display, we're going to actually have it out on the floor. And so people can come do their own little mini investigations. And we're going to test out the psychics in the crowd. You know, we're going to give them we're going to have a table set up and we're going to give them a card and say, okay, behind us is a room that has haunted objects in it. Write down on the card what's in the room. And then they get to go in and do a little 15-minute investigation type thing. And then if they guess close, they'll get a prize.
That You'll have lots
of fun. Kind of cool. I really like that idea.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome.
You know, all people that, I like that. That's,
See, what the good thing is, we have enough haunted memorabilia, if you will, that we can change it out so people can't run down the thing there and say, hey, I know what was in there, you know. So it's gonna be fun, and you know, hopefully nobody will get possessed or something.
Yeah, you know, fingers crossed, you know, but we got some people for that, so we're good.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy will be there. He can, you know, sling his rosaries and slap them upside the head and type things and, you know, command them out, so.
I'm excited. This is going to be cool.
It's going to be, I can't wait.
We will also have some things for sale too. So, cool. You know, we'll have some new stuff, I think, this year.
Right.
So it should be fun.
Going to come dressed, Amy, as cosplay?
As opposed to what?
Now my hair is blue, so that could be my costume. I don't know. We'll see. Perhaps. Leave it at that. Perhaps.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
I'll go with perhaps.
Perhaps. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm like up for the speed dating thing, but that's just stressful to me.
Right. Well, the speed dating game is February the 11th.
Oh, Yeah. That won't. Like this coming February, like in like 3 weeks.
No,
that won't happen. My life's going to be like in a whirlwind in, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. So, but that being said, who knows? I may show up just looking like a homeless guy.
There you go.
Here's my costume.
Yeah. Hey, you look good. Do you have hot water?
I know Stan should come dressed like Zach Bagans.
Oh, all right.
That's fucking hilarious, though.
All right.
What the hell?
I mean, you could pull it off.
Yeah.
I think I'll dress up like a tall midget.
Hey, that's a great one. You're pulling it off right now, actually.
Yeah, you got that covered, buddy.
Yeah.
But
very tall midget.
Yeah.
Very tall. You're like a tall normal person. So a tall midget, yeah, dude. Holy crap.
Also, I think Ronnie D is going to be there too. So
yes, I have heard that. So,
in fact, I messaged him.
No,
I was talking to Tony Spears' agent.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I've got to. He was in Illinois or something. So. I got to get with him again, but yeah, I'm excited. Ronnie D is going to be there and gets to promote Old South Pittsburgh Hospital and Old Harriman. And I can't hardly wait till we get to go and investigate those places.
Oh, I tell you what, both of them are Old South Pittsburgh was like, it ingrains itself in your heart and soul as an investigator.
Absolutely.
But that being said, to be in a hospital that's kind of on its, as far as investigations go, it's kind of like on its maiden voyage.
Absolutely. It's all fresh.
To be a part of it. I mean, because how many people, like Amy has said this to me countless times, how many people have investigated Old South? But here's an opportunity to be in a place that's equally as enticing, is equally as interesting, but it doesn't, I mean, you're coming in and discovering stuff with the people that are running it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting.
I mean, it's just to be able to be a part of that. And this is, you know, because I mean, we volunteer there, but even somebody coming in to just investigate there, you're still in it, investigating a place in its kind of infancy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a beautiful opportunity. So, you know, the fact that he can be there representing both of those just magical and, you know, locations. Holy crap. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I agree. And I'm excited. And we're just gonna, we're gonna make sure that everybody knows that Old South Pittsburgh Hospital and Old Harriman. And, you know, like I said, I got to get the formalities, together from Ronnie and stuff, but, it's going to be great. And I just can't wait to get there. And I mean, I know we've got some scheduling issues and things like that for as our group goes and things like that, but we're going to get those worked out and we're going to go have fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea. So have fun.
Yay.
Have fun and help the children. That's it.
Yeah. And eat snacks.
Yes.
And eat snacks.
And eat snacks.
I can see Mimi now. She's going to go out there. She's going to have something from every truck in her hands and her arms. And she's going to go out front where the animals are.
She's
going to be eating and petting the animals.
Yep.
I may be getting somebody to bring some Scooby snacks.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa, Waggy.
Yep.
So
I want some Scooby snacks.
Yeah.
So can you get samples before the show and send them to me?
We can be the tester. We'll be the testers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Somebody's gotta test them.
The Scooby snacks tester.
And you know, you have me at Scooby and you have Amy at snacks. Right. So
okay. All right, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, you should definitely do that. You should definitely have Scooby snacks at the Paracon. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to find the mystery machine. You know, got one?
No. Let me. I'll do a little bit of research, actually,
because we are having a car show.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
I want to make one, but it wouldn't be done by then. So.
Let me do some asking around and I'll see what I can come up with.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll investigate.
Investigate.
That's what we're good at.
Well, some people are.
Some are. Yeah. Some are. But some are. Yeah. So, okay, cool. This is going to be cool. Yep. Yeah. What about I'll send you a message. Okay. I'll send you about it, and because I got a question, but I don't wanna ask it on the air right now. So
go ask it, put them on the spot.
No, it's not bad. It's just a question. I just would I'll wait till we're not on air. Because you know, it's just my sometimes I have ideas, and so yeah. You know,
okay.
The wheels are turning. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. If anyone smells anything, that's the wheels turning in my head.
Wow. It's not a demon.
It's not a demon.
It's the wheels in her head. Yeah, I got
you. Okay. Probably need a little grease in. So, yeah. Well, I'm super looking forward to this, and I need to check out. Now, is there anything in this town like that boll weevil thing? Wasn't it a boll weevil? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that was an enterprise.
Right. Now, is there anything around where this one is that I need to check out? Any kind of weird statues that I need to
I have to let you know on that one.
Investigate.
Yeah. It's not that far away from Enterprise. About 30 minutes.
Oh, but okay.
And I know y'all had expressed interest in the Airbnb again. We are we're working with two motels that's there. They're actually a 4.5 rating.
Yeah.
So they're really good motels there. And so they're willing to they're getting on board with us. So they're this town actually wants this con to come there. Mm-hmm. And
oh, very cool.
Did you go? You didn't go over to the Army Aviation Museum before, did you?
No.
They have that there on Fort Rucker, which is like between
Ozark and Enterprise. You have a gate on in each town that goes into the
I pronounce this lake name because it's haunted. This lake is haunted.
That's the Loco.
The Loco.
Mm-hmm.
Lake,
the Loco.
THOLOCCO.
The Loco. It looks like the Loco. I mean,
the Loco, the Loco, the
Loco.
oh, they have Milky Moose there.
Pretty paranormal investigators does it take to pronounce a lake?
Tonight, four. but, yeah, do you remember Jonathan Odom, my Bigfoot specialist that came?
Yes, it had to leave, and I've really wanted to spend time and talk to him.
Well, he's coming back.
Oh, thank goodness, because I really wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, he had his dad. He had an emergency with his dad. So, but he actually went and investigated around that lake because of a sighting of some sort of creature.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
This is one of the top 20 things to do in this area. The world's smallest city block.
Oh.
I took our grandson around. Our truck is longer than it. And we have a monster truck.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe. Are you guys going to come the day before?
Probably,
Do you want us to come the day before?
Sure, we'll take you around there.
Okay, we'll come the day before.
Oh, can we go to Bella's?
Bella's?
Yeah.
Maybe? Y'all like Italian food?
And Mural City?
Yeah.
So we're to two haunted places?
Yeah, two places that we've actually investigated. Mural City, that's going to be at the con.
Yeah, their place is haunted.
Their actual place is haunted. It's a gorgeous building. You're going to love that. And then Bella's Fine Dining, which is an Italian restaurant. And if they have
you get to talk to Rachel. Sure. Rachel is the ghost.
There's been,
she's very active.
Yeah, there's been people sitting there dining and they're
she loves people.
Napkins will be straightened and things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, your drink may be moved across the table if it's, especially if it gets too close to the edge. That really bothers her, is if your dishes get too close to the edge. I guess she doesn't want to clean up a mess.
That's awesome.
Let's just straighten it up.
Teresa was on the.
She'll just hate me because I'll keep putting my drink over there on the edge.
Just on purpose, like
she'll be like slapping me.
You know what that makes me think of? It makes me think of Shillings.
Mm-hmm. On the square.
The upstairs and the area. Yeah. On the square.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
When we investigated Bellins, we was upstairs, you know, we're always in the dark. But you could see from the street lights, you know, it really illuminated everything. And I'm standing there watching them going up and down the hall. I'm just standing in the doorway where our base room is, you know. And the cabinets on the wall right in front of me opened and closed.
Wow.
I mean, slammed. Closed. It wasn't like just, you know, maybe it's unlevel and it's just moving a little bit. No, it's slammed closed.
Mm. Yeah, the slamming is a completely, yeah. That's a different vibe.
And all the equipment that we had there, we had alarms on it, and it all went off, and we couldn't get anything else to work after that. Nothing. Everything was dead immediately.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's an interesting place, and they've done a lot of remodeling since. And
y'all know what that does.
yes.
And I mean, but it's a great place to eat. Teresa went to school with the owner, Robin. Mm-hmm. And she is just a beautiful person all the way around. And she helps her community and that type of thing. She likes spirits of all kinds. And so with that,
she likes spirits of all kinds.
Yeah. She likes the ones that you can indulge with and that type of thing. But
they don't we all? Don't we all?
Yeah. My bottle of similar spirits is sitting right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Robin has a chef that, wow, is great cook. Great. And they do have a bar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they do have a point. So, you know, you have
I'm game.
You can go get coffee and tea at Mural City, you know, and then we can head on over to Bella's and get some great Italian food. And, what was that? I forget what it was. It was like pasta, but she had wine poured over it.
Kind of like a scampi.
No, it was, I don't know, something else. I don't remember what it was called, but it had chicken in it, but it had wine.
I'm game.
I'm not a wine person.
I don't care. Wine is alcohol. So.
I am a wine person.
You add wine with food and I'm like way there.
I like beer. Okay.
Yeah, everybody likes their own thing. It's good. Right. I like
now I like things like Oktoberfest or a Yenling or a dark lager, you know, the different beers, the ones that kind of back up and kick you in the back of the head and you know that type of thing. So
hey, can I send you a link to Bella's?
Please.
Okay.
Where are you sending it? Facebook?
Have we bored you guys too much with the con?
Hell no.
And we're super excited.
All you're doing is like making me more excited about it. So.
Well, that's great. That's
good. Yeah.
Ah, that's it. So now you can see what we're talking about and kind of understand.
Okay.
And I mean, with as long as y'all been in investigating and to be included in some of your favorite investigations or favorite locations, to me that's just kind of, I don't know, kind of cool. You know, it's like if you came here and we took you out on the square and took you to some of the places there, how cool that would feel.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's just the more you talk about things like, you know, Bella's and stuff, I'm just like, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And
Bella's place looks cool. Look at the wine. I'm sorry. I had a little bit of a moment.
Never mind the food, but the wine looks great.
The building looks really cool.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
The old Jason building.
The bar is beautiful. And the chandeliers, oh my goodness. Like the wood of the bar is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could say that, but I didn't get the link. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all right. Thanks, Teresa. Love you.
A little bit of sadness.
Oh, the walls are so cool. I love the wow.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Look at this. This is incredible.
This is amazing. Gosh, wow. I'm so glad you saw this.
I have never felt more left out in my life. Thanks. Thanks. I'm just okay.
Amazing.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Bella's wine bar.
Fuck y'all all. I'm looking at Bella's.
I'm excited.
Let me show you the other place.
Oh, wait. I got the link just now.
Oh. Has he cried enough about it that you got one?
Shut up. Oh, wow. Look at the bar. Okay.
Are y'all ready for the next one?
I'm
gonna send it to Kevin first. Okay.
I'm just kidding, but that is a gorgeous place. Okay, I got a new link.
Did you get it?
Okay, hold on. Okay, Meow City. Coffee. Oh, this looks like a very cool building. Ooh. That's an interesting vibe. Now, you said the other one used to be the JCPenney's building. What did this used to be?
Mule City was the old Carmichael building, and it was like a farm equipment store. They would have like tractors and equipment on the second floor. And then
on the second floor.
That's terrifying.
Put a tractor up on that floor. Will you?
That sounds like a great idea.
It was also an electronics store.
Yeah. Later, the Carmichael baby grew up and he opened up a electronics store. He didn't want to do the farming stuff, apparently.
This is where my delicious tea comes from.
They roast the coffees and stuff right there.
Yeah, this is really cool.
I like their tea.
You get to see their haunted building.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, everything. I tried both the tea and the coffees. And, I mean, they were both, like, phenomenal.
Yeah, Destiny and Zach do a really good job. And their staff. Really good. We actually included them and the staff and their staff in our investigation.
They had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we done the Estes method with a couple of them and freaked them the hell out. That's all I could say. I mean, the second one, he just ripped the headphones off and threw them down and said, "Hell no!" And so. We got a really good EVP of They Took My Baby.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. And the backstory to that is one of the Carmichael women, Teresa can tell this better than I can.
There was two sisters, and one of them married a Singletary. Man, his last name was Singletary, and the other one married Archibald Carmichael. Now, then, and these Carmichaels named every boy Archibald Carmichael. Mm-hmm. So it's like the first, second, third, right on. But anyway, the Miss Carmichael was very sick, and when she had her baby, her little boy. She had like childbirth fever, so her sister, being the nice sister that she was, she took the baby because the daddy had to work. The mama was too sick to care for him. Well, 6 months later, Miss Carmichael said that she's well enough now, she can take the baby. Well, Miss Singletary said, "No, you've always been kind of sick. And so we want to give you a little longer time to get well, to get over this, because taking care of a baby is, really a hard job. You have to get up at night and you have to do for him and you just be so exhausted." So she kept the baby a little bit longer.
And after a couple of years.
A little bit longer after a couple of years.
Yes.
Okay.
Miss Carmichael said, I can take my baby and raise him now. I'm not sick anymore. But the Singletary woman would just keep coming up with excuse after excuse about why she needed to keep him.
Really?
And you're talking about the 50s, early 50s, you know, in that time period. So they didn't have the same governmental systems here. That was just the family thing. You just dealt with it within your family. So she never gave the baby back. And Mrs. Carmichael was very sickly, and she did die never getting her baby back.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, but in the cemetery in Dothan, the Carmichaels, the Singletaries, and the baby Archie is all buried in the same family plot. They're all buried together.
How you say, and the baby?
Yeah, the baby and his wife is in there too.
So how long did the child live? Did he grow up and?
Yeah, he grew up, had kids, had grandkids.
And was buried in the family plot of the family that he never was a part of. Did I hear that backwards?
The Carmichaels and the Singletaries were partners in the business, in the Carmichael business.
Mm-hmm.
So the two men worked together, and they married the sisters, and the sisters fought over the baby.
Wow. Gee whiz.
And from my understanding, that was the only baby that both women had, and they shared it.
That's crazy. Don't you love history stories like that, though?
But get this. The father's name is Archibald. The son's name is Archibald. The grandson's name is Archibald. Same name for all of them.
Wow.
So much for being
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the more we come out there, I want to be a part of and see as much of this stuff, because, I mean, one of the things I love about, you know, how y'all investigate is just how deeply y'all delve into the history of things to discover stories like this. And so, yeah, I'm just to get another opportunity to be a part of some of this historical stuff is, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So the flip side of that, though, is y'all need to come out here.
Yes, we do.
So
I agree.
Yeah. So we'll have to put something together for y'all to come out here. I'll get back up on the square and see what I can come up with, see if any of my connections from having the ghost tour. God, it's been 12 years, 10 years since I was part of the ghost tour, but hopefully some of those alliances that I created back then are still around to where we can get you into some of these cool places.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I've investigated all over it in some of the, well, as Amy has, but in some of the, you know, the nationally recognized places, but some of the most fun are right here in you know, Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to. There's a couple of locations that, you know, she and I have talked about wanting to get back into. And if we can, you know, I want to kind of work that out to where y'all know what we're trying to work out and see if y'all can get out here and do it with us, because I think that would be just amazing.
Yeah, me too. I'd look forward to something like that. That's,
yeah.
It's cool beans.
Cool beans. You know, if beans come into it, it's got to be cool.
Yeah. Exactly. And there's actually a coffee shop on the square called Cool Beans.
Ah, cool beans.
That is true. That is true. And they make really good coffee.
They do have good coffee.
Yeah, if they had a drive-thru, they'd be there all the time.
Yeah, but it's just you have to park and you have to, like, I don't have time for that most of the time. But if I'm, like, on the square and I happen to be.
Yeah, that's, it's a gotta go to.
Yeah.
So.
That's coffee. Cool.
That's
but, But guys, we really, really, really appreciate you being part of the show tonight and us getting to kind of cover the beginning stages of what you are putting together for the next Paracon. And, you know, appreciate you jumping on with us and hanging out and oh, yeah, all of that. So, and, you know, for us to get the opportunity to kind of help, you know, promote the show. And by being at the first one, it's, if anybody's listening, don't miss, if you miss the first one, don't miss the second one. So,
join us.
It's going to be great. And we're going to keep everybody up to date on how things progress. And we're adding stuff. And just honestly, I never knew there was quite so much work with it. But there is. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes on. So, but you got to do that to make the show good. So,
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, from being at, you know, Dragon Con over the years and all the other Paracons that I've done, I would have, if I came into your Paracon not knowing anything, I would not have thought by any means that was your first year. And so
I appreciate that.
Yeah, take that for what it's worth. I mean, I was truly impressed. Yeah, you did a phenomenal job. So I am totally looking forward to see what you've got for the second year. And I think that I mean, you've thought out even the fact of the land, or not the lanyards, but the badges being collectible from year to year.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, just little stuff like that. It's just amazing. So I am honored to be a part of it. You know, however little my part is, but to just be there and to be a part of it, it's really cool. We love having y'all on the show, and the fact that we can help promote what you are trying to do, the fact that you're also not trying to, you know, become billionaires over this, you're giving back to the community, helping out, you know, the children's, you know, avenues that you're doing and all of that. It's just, it's heartwarming. And, you know, I think it's worthy of people's attention. So
thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. And thanks for being on the show tonight.
You're welcome. And, we enjoy it.
Yes. Thank you.
And go ahead.
We'll be back next week. That's all I was going to say. I interrupted you for that, but go ahead.
That's what I was getting ready to say too. So stay tuned. Check us out next week. We'll be back on and, you know, shooting the shit about all kinds of crazy stuff. If you have ideas and things that you want us to talk about, feel free to reach out. And until then, we will definitely talk to y'all next week.
Yep. Y'all have a great night. And we will see you soon.
Yeah, good night, everybody. And Stan and Teresa, thank you again.
You're welcome.